Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Rib T, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in season 4 with the help of the wonderful commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah. We are in chapter 3, Mishnah 15. We are about to take our winter hiatus in just a few more episodes, and God willing, we'll come back. We like to take that winter and spring hiatus throughout the whole season. And then, God willing, we'll be back. So let's look at 3:15, talking about everything is foreseen. Hakol tzafoy, everything is foreseen. V'harashut netuna, but freedom is granted. Everything that happens in our life is foreseen by Hashem. Hakol bidei shamayim, everything is in the hands of heaven. Chutz meyira shamayim, besides for fear of sin, besides for sin itself. Hashem knows what job you're going to take. Hashem determines what course your life will go on. Of course, the course that you want to go, but Hashem guides you. It's also talked about the derech shemad the b'malichamsa. It's the way that that the person wants to go. That's the path that you will be taken on. B'derech she'adam rotzeh leilech b'malichamsa. Sorry, I just had a mental block for a second. The way you want to go, Hashem will take you. Hashem guides you and directs you. Hashem knows who you're going to marry. Hashem decides who you're going to marry, decides what kind of house is good for you and what job is good for you, what kind of car and all the things in your life. The only thing that really is determined by you is if you're going to sin or not. You know, Hashem can decide to make you sin. Hashem can't force you to sin. Obviously, He can test you and put things as stumbling blocks, but really the fear of sin, the sin itself, is really in your hands. But understand, Hashem is always with you, always guiding you. And Hashem is the one that got you your house and your car and your spouse and your kids, gave that all to you and your job and your occupation. Everything is foreseen. Everything is from Hashem. But of course, there is still reshut. There is still the freedom given. Just because I watch a game that happened on Friday night, I watched it on Sunday night when I taped, it doesn't mean I can change the outcome. I know what's going to happen, but they still have the choice to take that 3-point shot or not to win at the end. As an example, I'm not into sports, but I remember that example being given. The Mishnah continues, V'tuv ha'olam nadon, the world is judged with goodness. You know, Hashem has a lot of attributes. He's not human, but we give Him attributes just so we could try to relate on some tiny level. Hashem judges, but Hashem is only good. Hashem is kol latov. Hashem is only good. They say that the way we look at things is that everything is for the best. Rabbi Akiva, Nachum Ishkamzu, his rabbi, would talk about kol manda avid l'rachman avid l'tova. Everything that Hashem did is for the best. How those two people would look at the world and Gamzu Latova is how they would look at these things, that Hashem does everything with goodness. Everything is done in this world with goodness. V'kol lefi rov ha'masa, everything depends on an abundance of deeds. After 120 years, the only thing we take with us is our deeds. I hope that all of us, including myself, will have much, much, much more good deeds than bad deeds, because every good deed is like a good advocate for you, like a defending angel, and every bad deed you do, God forbid, is like an accusing angel, like a prosecutor. And that's what Pirkei Avos says elsewhere. What we're here in this world, the antechamber to do, is to gain many more mitzvahs, good things, good name to leave behind, good deeds to have done. Because when we leave this world, that's all we could take with us, our good name, our good deeds, our mitzvahs, our chesed, our Torah learning that we did. And we're asked different questions after 120 years. Did you have time every day? Did you set time every day to study Torah? Did you do things honestly? Did you try to have children? Did you wait for Mashiach? And different things. They show a video of your life. They ask you if you were the best you could have been according to your namesake. Different things, but we have to do the abundance of good deeds. We have to be involved with doing good, being involved with many different actions, many different deeds, and many different things. So let's see what Rabbi Yonah says. Everything is foreseen. As it says in Tehillim, God, you have examined me, and you know. You know my sitting and my rising. You understood my thoughts from afar. Freedom is granted. Man has been given the freedom to do whatever he pleases, good or bad. As it says, behold, I have put before you today life and good, death and evil, which is a very interesting terminology from Devarim. Life and good, death and evil. Shouldn't it say life and death and good and evil? But no, it says life and good and death and evil, because in life, different explanations are given. But just looking at this right now, life and good, a good life is something that has to be chosen, something that has to be done by doing mitzvos and chesed. But evil can equal death. So if your life is not full of good, but full of evil, it's almost as if you're dead when you're living. You have to make sure your life is full of good. Otherwise, it could be an evil that is really like death. Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon, Rambam, explained how amazing this is, that even though Man has been given the freedom to do whatever he desires. The fact remains that God knows exactly what he will do before he has even thought of it or done it. Still, one is not forced to do either good or evil, but can choose whichever he wishes. God in his glory is first to know that what man's wish will be, even regarding those decisions that are evenly balanced, which he might do or might not do. Everything is known to Hashem before the action takes place. And that's talked about in the Rambam and Hilchos Tshuva. And this is astounding. So the world is judged with goodness. God does not judge man strictly in keeping with his actions, but in keeping with his goodness and his mercy. As David HaMelech said, "Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellions. May you remember for me the deeds worthy of your kindness, because of your goodness, God," that comes from Tehillim. Sins refers to both the unintentional and intentional sins man commits in his youth, when his evil inclination overpowers him and he is lightheaded and frivolous. But those sins that he commits after he has grown older and achieved mature awareness are called rebellions. They are acts of rebellion against God. Concerning all these sins, David would confess and say, "Please do not remember the sins of my youth, nor the rebellious acts of my adult years. Remember me for good, not in keeping with my small store of good deeds. Instead, God, remember me with your mercy because of your goodness. For the world is judged with goodness, and even the wicked are judged with his goodness. As it says, God is good to all. His mercy is encompassed to all his work. All his works. The wicked too are the work of God, as we will see in the Medrash. And everything depends on an abundance of deeds. Even though the world is judged with God's goodness, not everyone is equal in degree. One who does many acts of kindness will be granted bountiful divine kindness on a much greater scale than his deeds, while one whose acts of kindness are few will be granted only a small measure of divine kindness. While everyone is judged with God's goodness, the wicked do not receive as much as the righteous. Even among the righteous, those who do less are not equal to those who do more, for everything depends on an abundance of deeds. As the Medrash says, God is good to those who hope in him and to the soul that seeks him. Can this mean everyone that came from Echa? Can this mean everyone? Rather, it means only to the soul that seeks him. One who hopes in God and engages in his service cannot be compared with someone who hopes but does not engage in his service. The Rambam had a text that read as follows: everything depends on an abundance of deeds, but not on the one deed. He cites charity as an example of the principle that everything depends on an abundance of deeds. Giving 1,000 donations of one coin apiece to charity is considered an abundance of good deeds. Giving 1,000 coins in a single charitable donation is but not on the one deed. In the first instance, the giver was moved to donate charity to his brethren 1,000 times. But in the second instance, the giver was only moved to give that one first time. That reminds me of the idea of how if you're given a chance to give 1,000 times $1, or one time $1,000, or 100 times $1, or $1 100 times, you should give $1 100 times, $1 1,000 times, because every time you give chesed, every time you give tzedakah, it transforms you, it builds your chesed muscles, it builds your tzedakah muscles to be a giver, to be someone who is generous to others. And also, if you do deeds and you give time to others more and more and more, makes you into that generous person, makes you into that chesed person. It reminds me of the site, the wonderful site, Tzedakah Yomi, dailygiving.org, where they set up for you. You could buy a month in advance, and every day it'll donate $1 of your money automatically, without you thinking about it, to a different organization, making you into having a more tzedakah mindset, more tzedakah muscles, more generous nature. We signed up Blinader a while ago, and it's so nice to get that email every day that it says your dollar was one of X amount of dollars going to this organization, to HASS, to children with special needs, or to fighting cancer, or to a food pantry, or whatever. Different things that the dollar can go to. We are involved in this world to do good, to be good, to have an abundance of good deeds, to make sure that we have chesed, Torah, and mitzvahs, because that's all we could take with us after 100 years. After 120 years, hopefully. Try to have that abundance of good deeds. Try to do the work you can, as much work as you can. Even though Hashem knows what's going to happen, you still have the ability to choose good or bad. You still have the ability to make a difference, to use your qualities, to use your abilities, to use your talents to make the world a better place. Do what you can to make the world a better place. The world should be better for having known you. Is the world a better place for having you in it? That's the question we should ask ourselves every single day. Join us next time as we talk one of the last episodes before the PAL takes the winter break, talking about the idea of collateral and Hashem being involved in so many different aspects, every aspect of our life, but talking about the different aspects here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.